One thing is massive mobilization and deployment of the military forces and personnel and equipment and machinery has already taken place. The army is on ground in those states, in Adamawa and Maiduguri, in Borno, some parts of Borno. State of emergencies have been declared. Dusk to dawn curfew has been declared in order to make the jobs of the JTF a lot easier. Telephone services have been suspended knocked off so that, to limit communication by the terrorists as to their locations and directives and all that. And presently, majority of the various camps where the terrorists have converted into their hideouts have been heavily bombarded both by air and on land. And I'm just reading a report now that about 65 persons, apart from about nearly 20 something that were killed yesterday, another 65 persons have been apprehended, in an attempt to flee from the various camps. The progress is quite encouraging, and we believe that if things go on like this, we should be singing hallelujah shortly.
Would you say this is part of the president's plan to end once and for all the Boko Haram insurgency that has threatened stability in the country's north and other parts of the country, as well as save life and property in Nigeria?
Well, that's the mandate that the president gave to the military and the security forces, that they must do everything that lies within their power, within the rule of law, and the reasonable engagement policies that are acceptable to international community, to ensure that this menace is ended as quickly as possible, still obeying the rule of engagement.
Well, Doc, what do you say to people who say the military has often applied excessive force? What do you say to that?
No. Many of these things, have been publicized in the past have been directly aimed at tarnishing the image of the military. That there are local interests within those areas who do not want, who are sympathetic to the cause of the Boko Haram, but who are also still very influential. And, they have drummed up the propaganda to tarnish the image of the military, find a way to remove the military from this front, and allow Boko Haram to thrive. When it got to the stage that certain local governments were completely under the control of the insurgents, the sovereignty of the country itself, has become threatened. So, these are drummed up charges. They have been vigorously investigated, and they are found to be essentially very untrue.
You've heard the Northern Nigerian Elders Forum saying that the federal government has basically declared war on the north following the Boko Haram insurgency.
That's not correct. That is not true. There's no reason why the federal government or this president, President Goodluck Jonathan, would declare war on any part of this country. The problem is anywhere there's a major problem in this country, even those areas which appear quiescent, still suffer. And, we are our brother's keepers as Africans. That's how we are. The president or the government has not declared any war against the North. If there's anything that has been declared, it's a war against the insurgents, the rebels, and the terrorists that have engaged in mindless killings of Nigerians, bombing of, religious places of worship, and, institutions and killing of security agents. These are the people that the government has decided that it will take out. It has nothing to do with declaring. It's very unfortunate, but it is not correct. The president holds the northern members of the northern elite class, northern elders or Northern Elders Forum or ACF. The president holds them in the highest of esteem, and their opinions have always mattered in the consideration of Mr. President, as evinced by his ready accommodation of their opinions and sentiments. These are the things that actually also led to the creation, of the Committee on Dialogue and Amnesty. This was based on consideration of the ruling class. So there's no attempt whatsoever, to wage war against any part of the country by this president or this administration. It is the insurgents, the rebels, and the terrorists that government is waging war against.
Now,
and it is the best interest of the North, and it's the best interest of the country.
What is the president's message to the people of Nigeria following this state of emergency that he has put on parts of the country?
The message is that, the president and the government will continue to accommodate various views, various opinions, and the president and the government is willing to open windows of dialogue, for those who are, aggrieved for any reason whatsoever. The president the government is open-minded, but, when things go out of line, and when things get to a stage where citizens are killed at random, members of the security agencies are murdered without any remorse, and the sovereignty of the country is threatened, then the government will react and respond appropriately. And that's what we're seeing.